Bosses of LGBT+ site Pink News accused of sexual misconduct by staff. By Simon Kent on December 11, 2024. The couple who founded and run Pink News, the world's largest LGBT+ news website, have been accused by staff of multiple incidents of sexual misconduct, bullying and misogyny. The BBC reports several ex-staffers informed it they saw Anthony James, a director at the UK-based company and husband of its founder, kissing and touching a junior colleague who they allege appeared too drunk to consent. Another 30-plus current and former members of staff told the BBC a culture of heavy drinking led to instances when founder Benjamin Cohen and his husband behaved inappropriately towards younger male employees. Representatives for Cohen and Dr. James told the BBC they were not able to provide a statement at this time, but that their position is that the allegations are false. The BBC laid out further allegations, noting, as well as interviewing 33 people who worked at Pink News between 2017 and 2024, we have also seen a variety of evidence including official written complaints, private emails and WhatsApp messages sharing staff members' concerns, plus doctors' records referring to stress and mental health struggles attributed to the work environment at Pink News. Speaking after this story was first published, the Prime Minister's spokesperson called the reports very concerning. While he would not comment on specifics of the case, he said that he believed everyone should be free from inappropriate behaviour in the workplace. Asked if UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer would attend the Pink News Awards again, following a previous highly publicised appearance in 2022, he said he could not comment on the specifics at this stage. As one accuser put it in BBC documentary Pink News, behind closed doors, when the CEO of the company is supposedly the biggest liability at the Christmas party, it's not a great look. The news site was founded in 2005. Former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Jeremy Corbyn have been interviewed by the outlet. Other Prime Ministers Boris Johnson, David Cameron, and Tony Blair have also written for the site. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.